Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Anybody who thinks that a Trump administration CFPB would be the same as an Obama administration Trump CFPB is simply being naive.
Former CFPB Director Richard Cordray.
I believe we did a lot of good for the American people who simply want somebody to stand on their side and see that they're treated fairly.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Northern Virginia Congresswoman Barbara Comstock is taking steps to make sure that no taxpayer money is spent when lawmakers settle with sexual harassment accusers.
We are committed to, you know, making sure we don't have any taxpayer funds going to any settlements anymore, having a zero tolerance, and implementing, I should have mentioned, new policies for those victims, getting rid of this counseling and this long process victims have to go through, get them like a victim's counselor and ombudsman so they can come forward.
Comstock spoke on WMAL's Larry O'Connor show. Carroll County public school officials are canceling school-related trips to Baltimore because of what they say is the escalating violence in Charm City. Among the trips that's been canceled, a Carroll County marching band's scheduled performance in the mayor's Christmas parade on Sunday. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,581, the NASDAQ at 68,79. Sports, the Ravens win on Monday Night Football. College basketball, UVA wins, Maryland and Howard lose. The Wizards are on the road tonight to take on the Timberwolves. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Rush Limbaugh.
Let me tell you that. I'm going to cut to the chase real quick on this.
The Rush Limbaugh Show.
It's fascinating and highly instructive.
Weekdays noon till 3.
It's the greatest thing in the world.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnais, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-LONG. Or head to longroofing.com.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BollAndBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
This traffic update sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Good time to get going around the Beltway. Off to a good start here. Bethesda, Silver Spring, Prince George's County through Annandale, Tysons. I'm not finding any early problems there. 66, we're bunching up just a bit here as you push through Manassas and again up toward Centerville. Just that normal volume that we see this time of the morning. Same story with 95 in Dale City northbound toward the Occoquan. Now on 210, Indian Head Highway, very slow, getting up toward the Beltway. The crash reported north of Livingston Road. Still see some activity through that stretch. Out of Greenbelt, keep alert on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. The delays now beginning just before you get to the Beltway, and that takes you down to just before Good Luck Road. And beyond that, at the split for New York, Kenilworth Avenue, you're doing fine. Had a minor crash that was quickly put to the median, so no troubles there. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge and onto the freeway, 11th Street Bridge onto the freeway, you're looking good. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and your feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More above average temperatures, not setting records, however, but still going to park it somewhere in the low 60s as we go on through today. A few high clouds around this morning, otherwise plenty of sunshine throughout the day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidger, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 26 in Haymarket, 30 in Frederick, 40 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Los Angeles police shoot a suspect who was holding his baby daughter hostage. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning. Good to have you here. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, 7:05 this morning. White House correspondent Alex Pfeiffer of the Daily Caller will tell us what's going on at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue this week. 7:15 this morning, we'll be joined by Andrew McCarthy of National Review. 7:35, Susan Ferriccio from the Washington Examiner. And at 8:35 this morning, Larry Kudlow, all ahead. On Mornings on the Mall, I'm Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
Let's talk about changing your name when you get married, a time-honored tradition. But not all women do it.
Seems like fewer and fewer each year.
Yeah, and there's probably various reasons. I'm sure various women have different reasons for not doing it. So researchers at the University of Nevada conducted three studies in the U.S. and the U.K., and they wanted to learn how a woman's choice to keep her last name affected how others perceived her husband for her choosing not to change her last name. So the first two studies found that whenever a husband's last name differed from that of his wife's, he was frequently described in ways that both de-emphasized his masculinity and overemphasized his feminine characteristics. In other words, you're less of a man because you could not get her to submit. You couldn't get her to change her name. And they say that it does reflect subtle gender role norms and ideologies, you know, that he couldn't get her to do it. Previous research has shown that women who do not change their name, though, enjoy a number of benefits. It benefits the woman. She usually has higher social status, higher an increased perception of power, along with increased self-focus, ambition, and assertiveness. Whereas the man is viewed as less masculine. The third study found that men who hold steadfast beliefs on traditional gender roles showed increased prejudice against husbands who don't share their last name with their spouse. They saw him as disempowered. So in other words, it's really men who are judging other men whose wives choose not to change their name. So the men who get their wives to change their name feel themselves see themselves as more powerful, and the men whose wives don't change their name, they view them as less masculine. So 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Do you agree? What do you think of a relationship where the woman doesn't change her last name? Do you subtly maybe look at that guy and go, yeah, she's wearing the pants in the family, not you?
I don't know how often I cast judgment on those relationships because I think there's a lot more factors I'd want to consider besides just the simply assessing whether or not the wife changed her name or not.
Oh, you so judge.
I judge about all sorts of things, but I judge based on holistic evidence. I do have friends that have gone through this experience. They're like, my fiance is thinking about keeping her last name. And I say, no, fight it. I get back to them instantly.
Why?
It's the only piece of advice that I give them. I don't say flee her. I say keep her, but get her to change her name. Go
Why?
With you. Because, for one, I think that marriage specifically is about unity. One flesh. You know, it's one, the two become one. And the idea here is that's the signal that you're sending. Now, why wouldn't it go the other way in that situation then? Why wouldn't then instead you say, well, why doesn't the man take the woman's name?
Yeah.
Because I think there's something inherent about the difference between men and women that goes along with this, which is to say, it's almost like you're joining my gang. I protect you. This is my job now. I'm assuming the status of protector. I'm assuming the status, by the way, head of household, not to use, you know, a naughty word in 2017.
So you're always head of household
phrase.
And she signs where it says other?
Believe me, whatever it says in public about head of household, every man knows that there's a much more complicated relationship going on behind the scenes. But as far as everyone else is concerned, I'm head of household. And then, so we're in a situation now where, you know, you come in, this is the sacrifice. Now, we have... And I think, by the way, there are many women who like that signal, who like sending that signal that yes, this is what I want to do. I want to take your name because this is me, first of all, expressing my love, honoring a tradition, becoming a part of your family. The other is there's traditions on the other side. Who gives the engagement ring? The man. I mean, I realize that you're trading for a lifelong name here, but there are traditions on the other side. It's not like the woman hands the man, like, you know, a $3,000, $5,000, $6,000, $10,000 piece of hardware and says, will you marry me? I mean, there are things we do traditionally that do fit the gender roles, and this is one that we've done for a while. Now, is that changing? Yes. Am I steadfast against it changing? Maybe. But I do think that there are important values that come along with it.
Well, my husband just texted me and said, I guess I'm a loser.
By the way, I didn't say that. But that's your situation, which is that you didn't take your husband's last
name. I chose not to change my last name. I figured if changing your last name was such a great gig, men would have scooped that up a long time ago. Like, they would have said, no, we're changing our names because that's such a good gig.
You, one thing you mentioned, though, the idea about higher social status, I wonder if that's not causation, but rather kind of correlation. I mean, because I find that people who resist name changing, they're a lot more among upper income tiers than there are among lower income tiers, I think. I mean, this may be just anecdotal, but I suspect that especially women who are professionals who kind of have established careers and notoriety, especially into hubs like LA, DC, New York, tend to sort of want to hold on to their names. And even if they don't, I know some women who've actually changed their name legally, but use the same, their maiden name in throughout their careers because it's just much easier for them to keep conducting business.
Yeah, my husband's like, so are you going to change your name? I'm like, yeah, I don't think so. He's like, yeah, whatever. He didn't care. And I have to tell you, from my point of view, that says to me that he is far more secure than a man who insists that his wife change, because he's far more secure. He's like, yeah, you love me anyway. I know that. I don't care.
What's a backhanded way of accusing me of insecurity? But
did I say that? I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? I apologize.
But I object, Your Honor.
888-630-9625. Ben in Warrenton is going to kick it off for us. Good morning, Ben. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, good morning. I'm kind of a traditionalist in that I think the parents, when you have kids, both parents should have the same name. If you want to take the guy's name, or your guy take the girl's name, I'm not too hung up on that. You had mentioned something about it signifies who wears the pants in the family.
Well, that's the perception.
Any happily married man knows his wife's pants.
I think, Ben, you broke up, but you said any married man knows that the wife wears the pants in the family. Is that what your assessment was? Okay, we lost
his
gun.
Yeah, his phone broke up. Well, remember, this is how men who have wives who change their name view men whose wives haven't changed their name. The men whose wives, so for instance, your wife changed her name, Vince.
Right.
So it would be how you view my husband because I didn't change my name. Men who you would be, not you personally, but men who have wives who changed their name are more likely to view men who have wives who haven't changed their names as less masculine.
Right. Yeah, and I get that. I can see people making that assessment.
Very judgy, the entire group. 888-630-9625. Do you agree? If a wife doesn't change her last name, it reflects poorly on her husband. He's less masculine and lacking the pants in the family, if you want to say it that way. It's at 6:15, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. All right, Marilyn, let's take you south on 95. I'm still talking about the stretch between Route 100 and 175 due to the incident. Should be to the shoulder. That's what Cruz told me about 10 minutes ago. But the distraction, obviously, still an issue because I'm looking at delays back at Route 100 and as you merge off of 100. Again, this is all to go south on 95. If you're joining on from 175, you're beyond the volume and you're in great shape heading down toward the Capitol Beltway. Still in Greenbelt, watch for the volume on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. And that was to go inside the Beltway toward Good Luck Road. And now it looks like because of that stop and go early on here, I have a crash in the backups right before you get to 193 Greenbelt Road. So watch, again, southbound BW Parkway approaching the Beltway for all this activity and volume. Oh, good news. Bethesda on 355, looks like they wrapped up the repairs from the earlier water main break. Lanes open, 355 as you come off the Beltway. We love to hear that. Heading on the inbound Memorial Bridge, crash quickly over to the shoulder, but definitely seeing some of the volume on the approach as you head again toward the Memorial Circle and the bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, lots of sunshine and a high of 63 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, low of 43. And tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, high of 63. Currently in our nation's capital, it is 40 degrees at 6:17 on WMAL.
What's the key to a successful retirement? There's more than one. Join Abe Abish for Retirement Key Radio Saturday afternoon at 2 on WMAL and at retirementkeyradio.com.
888-630-9625 is the number. So three studies have proven that women who don't change their name, well, their husbands are viewed by other men as being less masculine. The women, though, have benefits from not changing their name, including higher social status, a higher perception of power, increased self-focus, ambition, and assertiveness. So it seems to work well for the women, but the men are viewed as less masculine. Do you agree with that? Alan in Leesburg. Good morning, Alan. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Do you agree, Alan?
No, not really. Actually, my wife and I are both on our second marriage. We got married in our early 50s, and she's a businesswoman and kept her name for business reasons. And, you know, I'm a seventh degree black belt, and I really don't care what other men think about that. I've never really had a problem with that. My wife's a black belt, and I'm not really concerned if another man thinks that I'm less than because she kept her own name. And what I really think is this is one of those fluff articles that I wish you guys would be covering real news.
Well, thanks, Alan. Appreciate that.
And thank you for taking the time to comment on something you don't think worthy of commenting on. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Robert and Bowie. Robert, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Robert.
Yeah, I think I misunderstood the question when I called in. But now, if she doesn't want to take my last name, if she doesn't do the ring, and as far as you not taking your husband's name when you got married, yeah, it does make him look less masculine.
Why? Because he couldn't get me to submit?
Is that how you take it?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, to me, it's sexy that a man is so secure that he can go, yeah, whatever.
Oh, so it's all about submission now. So you do wear the pants because you couldn't get him. Or he couldn't get you to submit, so you do rule him.
No, we're equal. No, we don't view it that way. We just feel that we're equal.
Oh, you're equal. So when it comes to divorce, are you going to get it for alimony?
Or honey, at this point in the game, we are not getting divorced. We have both looked at what's out there at this point in the game, and I said, oof, that's the gene pool that I get to choose from if I get divorced. Mm-hmm. Oh, hell no, we'll just live in separate rooms. So we're not getting divorced at this point in the game.
But you can't speak for tomorrow. Nobody can speak for tomorrow.
Yeah, no, I can pretty much speak for tomorrow. We are so invested in this. I'm not giving a lawyer my house.
Oh, so you do wear the pants in the family because you're telling him he can't divorce you.
Yeah, that's it, Robert. You got me. You got me. That's exactly. I told him, are not allowed to leave. I'll tie you to a pole in the basement.
I will say, Robert does sound like one of the respondents to the survey.
He does.
Which is to say that he finds it less masculine to not have your wife take your name.
Exactly. Victor in Silver Spring. Victor, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. I blame this whole issue on the feminist movement. They were the ones that wanted to make changes. It's another dig at traditional marriage, and it's also a dig on men. You know, put men down. We're more superior than men.
Well, sweet. So changing, not changing your name makes you more superior. So if not changing makes you more superior, then changing makes you inferior?
The problem is I'm a traditionalist, and I got very lucky to have a woman who's also a traditionalist. I'm 70. She's 55.
Oh, yeah.
She's decided she wants to take my last name.
That's great.
I'm happy about that.
I think that's wonderful. I think that's great. I just think it should be a choice. That's all.
Well, you know, somebody mentioned earlier that one of the impacts here is on raising children and how... One, it would work to the advantage of the children if their parents have the same last name. The other is like a lot of marriages involve unifying on a whole bunch of things, not just your names, but also like bank accounts. I mean, you talk about finances and the way that families have to deal with things like this, and the idea that like people who keep their finances separate, that can be messy. But also unifying them, and if your relationship doesn't work out, so there are all sorts of decisions that a married couple has to make. And I think this is a big one, and it's an important one. And I do tell my friends, like, yeah, go for it. If you can get her to change her name, do that. Because I think it's just better. I think it's more holistic. I think it's more complete. I think it's more unified as a marriage.
So what if she said to him, well, then you change your name?
The man has a different role in not only in society, but as a practical matter, biologically, than the woman does. And it's to be the protector. It's to take care of that family. It's to rise to the challenge. It's to be the guy who answers the door when that door is being opened at the wrong moment. You know, that's the trade. That's the deal, which is he's going to die younger. The Bible says it's going to be the sweat of his brow, and she's going to have childbirth. Things have changed a lot more. Obviously, women are working much more prominently now, but still, you have a situation where I think there are fundamental biological differences that lead us to thinking about name changes.
Yeah, I think you just take the better last name of the two of you if you really want to do that. All right,
cosmetic improvement.
A lot of people want to comment on this. We're going to wrap it up with you. Coming up, you'll get your chance. It is 6:23 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Mike and I went on our honeymoon to Maui, and it was amazing. We were like, let's move here. So we bought a timeshare there. In 2015, we were expecting our firstborn child, and it became a lot of work just to get out of the house, let alone to Maui.
Finally, one of Kelly's friends told us about the timeshare exit team.
They were amazing. So now we can go on other vacations and not have to worry about money spent on a timeshare.
Time changes everything. If your timeshare no longer fits your life, go to timeshareexitteam.com.
Save up to 60% this week at Mattress Warehouse with mattresses starting at just $99 in stock to take home today. And as Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer, Mattress Warehouse makes Tempur-Pedic more affordable with payments as low as $22 per month. Don't miss the other incredible savings. With over 30 queen mattresses for less than $799, Mattress Warehouse has got a mattress for every budget. Visit sleephappens.com to find a Mattress Warehouse store near you. Sleephappens.com.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has well over 30 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Did you know losing one or more of your teeth can affect your smile, your ability to chew properly, and change the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging? Dental implant treatments created from state-of-the-art materials using the latest technology are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. In most cases, I can provide teeth in a day, so you'll leave my office with a perfect new smile. Isn't it time for you to smile easy?
Don't forget about this year's unused flex spend dollars. Dr. McMillan is happy to assist in planning for your next year's funding. Call 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's Smile Easy. WMAL.com.
It's 6:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Smith. Oh, I'm sorry, Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Whoops.
Right, who would know Jamie Smith, right?
Smith, we're going Smith. Update now sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Now, a couple hot spots that we do have right now, Greenbelt. Unfortunately, one of them, if you're coming out of, say, the Laurel area on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, encountering delays now. The problem is the crash prior to the Beltway now. So before you get to the exit for 193, it's costing you a little extra time. If you're taking 95 right through that area or Route 1 in Beltsville, that's doing okay. So again, southbound BW Parkway prior to the Beltway for the crash. Now let's go 95 coming off of Route 100. 100 slowing, and that's all to focus south on 95. Incident was before 175 in Jessup. So early delays there that you're not used to. Let's go in to try to get into the district on the 14th Street Bridge. Fantastic. Just a little bit of volume. On the Memorial Circle and onto the Memorial Bridge, crash in the right lane. I'm seeing mostly the heavy volume on Washington Boulevard and just as you merge off the GW Parkway. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and your feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, we'll put together another good-looking day today. Sunshine's going to be dominant, a few high clouds, and chilly this morning, but very mild this afternoon, about 10 above average, 63. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 40 degrees at 6:27 on WMAL. Wow, so many people want to discuss this. I wish we had more time. Let's quickly get to Lexi in Falls Church. Let's talk to another woman here. Lexi, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Nice to be here. I'm from Philadelphia, so this is a great show.
Oh, I spent some time there. Yeah, thanks for joining us. So what do you think about men being viewed as less masculine if they can't get that wife to submit?
So I think it's actually more about the women and our ability to let go of our own pride. I had the same debate with my husband. We got married. We were both around 30, so I had a career. And I decided to go ahead and change my name. And then a few years later, he went ahead and stayed home with the kids. So, you know, it's about give and take.
Yeah, I know. I have people in my family who've done the very same thing, actually. A cousin who's done the same thing. She took his name, and he's now staying home, raising the kids.
But you know what, though? I'm willing to bet that other men look down on him and view him as less masculine because he chose to stay home with the kids. I'm willing to bet that that's the poor guy, it's a double-edged sword, you know? And I love it. Lexi, thank you so much for joining us. I love that people have the choice. I think you do what's right for you and your relationship. I don't think there's a right or wrong answer with any of this. I think it all comes down to what you two decide on and whatever makes you happy. God bless you.
I think it all comes down to me to one core point. Women want to be loved. Men want to be respected. And I think if you remember that animating principle, most of life will be explained to you.
I want to be respected, too. We're going to continue. 6:28 on WMAL.
Tax reform would make America's businesses more competitive. Mike Birchie is president of Camcraft and employs 300 workers in Illinois.
We believe that tax reform can help the economy grow faster. If the economy grows faster, companies like ours invest more. We hire more. Wages go up.
Call 1-877-959-2775 and tell Congress to deliver real tax reform.
Standard message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
I love investing in American businesses.
Tonight, Marcus Lemonis spends his own money.
Unfortunately, on paper, you're out of business.
To save small businesses.
I've agreed to invest $3 million, and I will be 100% in charge.
This is going to be tough for you.
I'm up for the challenge.
New season, new possibilities.
Do you believe in your company?
Yes.
Prove it to me. Let's go to work.
Marcus Lemonis is The Profit. All new tonight, 10 Eastern and Pacific. CNBC. Get yours.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
Coming up on WMAL, Al Franken in the news. We'll tell you what he had to say. And ISIS is also sending us a Merry Christmas greeting. And we also have something special coming for you from Fisher House.
Something you can do for Christmas. We'll tell you about it.
Absolutely. 6:30 WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL,
a Cumulus station.
News now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. It's a crucial day for tax reform in the U.S. Senate.
I think the tax bill is doing very well, and I think the Republicans are going to be very proud of it.
President Trump heading to Capitol Hill today to shore up support for the Senate tax plan. As Senate Majority Whip John Cornyn tells reporters that Republicans do not yet have the votes needed to pass the bill. Senate Republicans can only afford to lose one vote today in the budget committee, but at least two senators are still expressing concern.
Correspondent Suzanne Malveaux. A conservative group known for undercover investigations has been linked to a woman who falsely told the Washington Post that Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore had impregnated her when she was a teenager. Moore has been accused of multiple instances of sexual misconduct, but the Post reports that one accuser approached the paper with that fake story likely designed to embarrass the Post, which did not publish that woman's story. Leaders of Montgomery and Prince George's counties are meeting today to lay out plans for development along the route of the Purple Line. Montgomery County Council President Roger Berliner.
We hope to invest in those communities. We hope to have workforce development in those communities. We hope to have affordable housing in those communities. We hope not to displace communities.
County Executives Ike Leggett and Rusher and Baker plan to sign an agreement today to promote equitable development along a Purple Line's route. $50 a day just isn't enough money, say a couple of dozen federal grand jurors in Washington. And they're petitioning congressional lawmakers for a raise. They say $50 a day for 18 months of work is abysmal. They point out it is less than minimum wage, and they say it constitutes a hardship. Checking your money, the Dow opens a day at 23,581, the NASDAQ at 68,79. Sports sponsored by George Washington University Hospital. Monday Night Football, the Ravens beat the Texans. College basketball, 18th-ranked Virginia wins. Maryland loses. Howard loses. NBA, the Wizards take on Minnesota tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The George Washington University Hospital and the GW Transplant Institute, providing comprehensive, compassionate kidney transplant and donor options. To find a doctor, call 1-888-4-GW-DOCS or visit gwhospital.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get 5 quarts of Mobil Super Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Purolator Oil Filter for just $26.99. Plus, buy any oil change special with a Purolator Filter and upgrade to a Purolator 1 for just $2. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer. Includes filters up to $7.99.
Gabapentin, Neurontin, and surgery are no longer your only option for neuropathy treatment. If you suffer from stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, or feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot, you need to know about the non-drug and non-surgical treatment for peripheral neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. Our treatments can rehabilitate damaged nerves. So stop masking your pain with drugs that only offer temporary relief and come with a laundry list of side effects. Our treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520. Or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Whoa, Nelly! Have you seen the long-range forecast?
Dave Snell for Snell Heating and Air.
Don't kill the messenger now, but even the woolly worms are saying that this year could break all the records for snowfall and cold temperatures. Come January, or maybe sooner, we're gonna hear that old refrain, shoulda, coulda, woulda. I shoulda known. I coulda done something sooner. I woulda had my furnace system replaced. If only I'd have known it was gonna break down. Don't ignore the warning signs. High utility bills, lots of repairs, and hey, age! It's so easy to get a no-obligation estimate from one of my stand-up guys from Snell. We'll tell you all about our top-name brands, financing, rebate, expert installation, and you'll have years of comfort ahead. You could take your chances this winter with shoulda, coulda, woulda, or be smart, proactive, and warm with my stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, crash on the Beltway in Annandale. So if you're coming around the Beltway, say out of Alexandria or off of 95 out of Springfield, up ahead, the accident has come up to 236 Little River Turnpike. I see a lot of fire and rescue here along the left side. Express lanes are slowing to check it out as well. Again, that's inner loop of the Beltway in Annandale for the crash. All of a sudden, everything's happening here. A heavy cross the 14th Street Bridge off of 395 North, getting to the Memorial Bridge around the circle. We're bunched up, especially coming off of Washington Boulevard. Crash as you head toward the Memorial Bridge. That was along the right side. Greenbelt, the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, hung up trying to get down to the Beltway. The crash before 193. Very careful here on 270 southbound coming out of Germantown to Gaithersburg. Cruiser responding to the crash before 370. So again, on southbound 270 as you pass Montgomery Village Avenue up ahead for the incident reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of sunshine today, 63. Tonight, clear 43 outside the Beltway, a little colder. Sunny tomorrow, 63. We'll knock it down a little bit on Thursday. Clouds and sunshine, 53. I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 40 in Arlington, 35 in Rockville, 40 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
Good morning. Joining us at 7:05 is Alex Pfeiffer from the Daily Caller. We'll get the latest out of the White House from Alex. At 7:15, it's Andrew McCarthy from National Review. At 7:35, Susan Ferriccio from the Washington Examiner. And at 8:35, it is Larry Kudlow. A lot going on this morning. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonnaise.
Okay. Is Al Franken done playing grab rear? Because, he's been accused a lot of this over the past week or so. It started with that television host, Leanne Tweeden, now a radio host in L.A., who said that that Al Franken had forced himself on her. He kissed her during a USO tour in a very aggressive and lecherous way. And then there's a picture of him hanging over her. Remember, she's asleep, and he's if he's not grabbing her by the chest, he's simulating doing that. He's you know, being a whack job, and there's a photo of him. And that photo is obviously what kicked off a round of aggressive coverage about him and his behavior. Additionally, he's been accused of, by several women, posing in photos with them and putting his hand on their rear ends and grabbing them during photos, a sin for which he says he doesn't recall because there's thousands of times that he's taken photos with people in his status as a comedian and also as a politician and over the years. And he couldn't, his memory's foggy on those questions. But he did come out and speak to the press yesterday, and I want to share some of the audio with you of what Al Franken is saying now. I'll caution you, he doesn't announce at all that he has an intention to resign, which is, you know, the signature,
shocking,
the signature question that occurs these days. Let's go to Al Franken. He's saying that it's clear that there's more than one woman who's got a problem with him.
It has, from these stories, it's been clear that there are some women, and one is too many, who feel that I've done something disrespectful and that's hurt them, and for that I am tremendously sorry.
Boy, you know, tonally, you listen to him. And, you know, politicians, we never believe at all anymore. It's impossible because you become so cynical about them. But he sounds contrite, or at least he's putting on the contrition voice, right? And this is a guy who spends his career being unambiguously cocky in the United States Senate. every congressional hearing, just like trying to eviscerate, especially the Republican people who testify before in the Senate, in these Senate committees, or ripping his colleagues. He just always kind of carries himself with sort of that Al Franken arrogance, the one that he's always had. And here he is presenting himself, attempting to be contrite, attempting not to step into any more bear traps as he navigates this, because he'd like to salvage this Senate career. Here he is basically saying, look, I'm going to go back to work now.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to start my job. I'm going to go back to work. I'm going to work as hard as I can for the people of Minnesota.
So what, Al Franken, have you been doing since these allegations surfaced?
I've been doing a lot of reflecting, and I want to be someone who adds something to this conversation, and I hope I can do that.
All right, now here's the one that I really want to get your reaction to, because he says there's a way to fix this, and what is it?
I know that I am going to have to be much more conscious when in these circumstances, much more careful, much more sensitive, and that this will not happen again.
Like, this is not like, you know, just simply remembering somebody's name. I have to be more conscious. You need to be more conscious that your hand doesn't go to a woman's butt and that you squeeze it. That's the thing you need to be more conscious of. Like, what, before it was just like, it's an impulse. Sorry, I can't control it. I need to get medicated for this. There's a prescription, actually, that helps me with this. In my hand, I've got these spasms. My arm just extends and just grabs tush.
You know, it's not like George H.W. Bush is in a wheelchair. Remember when the actress from Turn accused him of touching her butt? We're like, he's in a wheelchair, so your butt is kind of at arm's level when he goes to put his arm.
Look,
remember
okay.
That? This is not the same thing.
No, let's take a brief time out on that, because I want to address it. I don't buy that excuse, the H.W. Bush excuse, that because he's in a wheelchair, that his arm only goes that high. And the reason for that is because of the joke that he supposedly regularly tells.
Yeah.
Who's my favorite magician? David Copperfield.
Oh, come on. That's funny. That's just like a cringeworthy
a different
old
argument.
Man joke.
Okay, that's a different argument. It's funny. It's a cringeworthy old man joke. And he's being a humorous, dirty old man. He should knock it off, but we shouldn't send him to prison. He's 90-whatever years old and in a wheelchair. That's a different argument than, oh, his arm just happens to only go rear level, so this is an accident every time.
Well, his arm does only go to rear level.
It's true, but it's not
right,
an accident.
It's true.
He's a squeezer, Mary.
Stop. I cannot take credit for this, but yesterday I saw on social media, someone said, so Al Franken has just promised to learn from mistakes he doesn't remember making.
Right. He's going to be much more conscious.
Just like,
much more conscious now.
How does that happen? 6:43 on WMAL.
This is my first time calling in. Thank you for taking my call.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I love these people.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I was searching for a new dentist, so I went to meet Dr. Dev and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Let me tell you what I learned. I went to their office, and I got to know them. I'm not a fan of going to the dentist, but I got to know the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. I felt super comfortable, and we talked about, they said to me, well, what makes you nervous? What don't you like about going to the dentist? And I told them, it's a little embarrassing. You know, I felt a little weird about it, but they made me feel so comfortable. They reassured me that it was perfectly normal. I didn't feel judged. They're compassionate. Caring dentists who get it. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is a place where people who have any dental fears can safely visit, and there's no rush when you get in the chair. You go at your speed. They tell you everything they're going to do in advance. It's all 100% permission-based. If you want to learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you have a nagging tooth pain, maybe you just need a wonderful dentist like me. Take my advice. Call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
I'd like to say a few words about my old pal, Tom. Tom was always dependable. If he needed to move a couch, call Tom. When tickets fell into my lap, Tom was my guy. Yeah, I miss him. And frankly, I blame myself. I mean, I was the one who told him he should be smarter about dating. I was the one who told him to call the professionals at It's Just Lunch. It's not like those internet deals, I told him. It's easy, and a real-life person matches you up with someone you'll dump your buddies for. How should I know he'd take my advice? But he did. He called It's Just Lunch, and now, well, it's all sorry, man. I've got plans, or, oh, I'd love to, but got another date that night, so, yeah, nice work, It's Just Lunch. Thanks to you, it looks like I'll be resodding the yard myself next weekend.
At It's Just Lunch, they make dating fun and easy for busy singles. Take time out of your busy life and have some fun. Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
It's 6:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Okay, Virginia, boy, we had a lot of billowing smoke with this truck fire. This is going to be 66, so everyone going both east and westbound on your Nutley Street, a little distraction. Eastbound, your travel lanes are open. Now westbound 66, off-ramp that takes you to Nutley Street. That's where crews are dealing with this truck fire. And I'm getting initial reports that it's a trash truck, so it's going to be a little messy. It looks like they're blocking off this exit ramp, a number of fire and rescue units in that stretch. On the Beltway, Annandale, boy, we're bunched up. It happened quickly here as you merge off of 95, jam to the crash, 236 Little River Turnpike. But it looks like definite improvement here to the left shoulder and right shoulder. Still have a number of VDOT trucks there and police, but it looks like your travel lanes have been reopened. 270, once you get through Urbana and Hyattstown, you'll hit the next set of delays just south out of Clarksburg into Gaithersburg for the incident between 124 and 370. Baltimore Washington Parkway, let's clear it. Getting a little bit better now that the crash is out of the way. Finally, Greenbelt southbound before the Beltway lanes now reopen. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure is locked in the eastern half of the nation. Where's winter? Well, it's not here, at least not yet. Give it a week or so. Lots of sunshine today, 63. Tonight, clear 43 outside the Beltway, a little colder. Sunny tomorrow, 63. We'll knock it down a little bit on Thursday. Clouds and sunshine, 53. I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 40 degrees at 647 on WMAL.
All right, ISIS is full of psychopaths. And they're sharing, you know, they got this whole, like, media operation where they, like, Photoshop things and make videos. It's all very wonderful. ISIS fanatics are now sharing a new propaganda image. The Daily Mail's got this rep. Threatening an attack on New York at Christmas time is a picture which has been shared by the site Intel Group, which documents all of these terrorist threats of all sorts. And the image shows a picture of Santa Claus standing on a roof next to a box of dynamite looking out over a crowd in Times Square. And on the poster, it says, "We meet at Christmas in New York soon," written across it in black on white. Now, this could be what has been a regular tradition of ISIS, which is a nonsense threat meant to elicit fear in people, to scare the bejesus out of them about, you know, whatever's going on, because that's, by the way, the nature of terrorism. But this is the latest. Remember that you had that attack last week, in that mosque attack that ended up taking the lives of some over 300 people, including 27 children. Just catastrophic damage as people were bombed inside the mosque, and then they ran out and were facing gunmen who were gunning them down as they were fleeing. ISIS, of course, you know, violent. The president has regularly talked about this. In fact, President Trump has threatened recently, after the New York truck attack, to just crush the organization yet again.
What we're doing is every time we're attacked from this point forward, and it took place yesterday, we are hitting them 10 times harder. So when we have an animal do an attack like he did the other day on the west side of Manhattan, we are hitting them 10 times harder. They claimed him as a soldier. Good luck.
Yeah, so that, and that was, of course, that New York City truck attack. And then I mentioned the attack in Egypt last week at the mosque that took so many lives that ISIS claimed responsibility for. So yet again, making a threat against the United States. But I'm going to hope that our intel services do a good job of preventing any of this nonsense from taking place on our soil.
Well, I'm sure they will. It's 6:49 on WMAL.
They stand for freedom across the world. But when our wounded service members come home, many have a long road ahead. That's why there's Fisher House.
We go to war one way, we come back a little different.
When you donate to Fisher House, you not only support our military, but their families as well.
90% of our rehab and healing is having the support of our family.
Join Leonardo in supporting our wounded soldiers and their families. Donate today at WMAL.com, keyword Fisher House.
What's in a name? If you relentlessly push the cutting edge in air and defense products, systems, and services, your name should reflect that. It should be synonymous with the kind of innovation that comes from investing 11% of your annual revenues in research and development. That's why we at Finmeccanica have transitioned to Leonardo. Inspired by one of history's greatest innovators, it's a name we're proud to bear, one that leaves nothing to question. Get the full story at leonardocompany.com/EN.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're like me, you're dealing with years worth of aches and arthritis pain. What if I told you that no matter how many pills, procedures, or surgeries you've gone through, there is a way to finally find relief from knee, back, and joint pain? The Pain Arthritis Relief Center of Rockville is among the leaders in regenerative orthopedics. Imagine a day without arthritis pain, running, swimming, biking, golfing, or playing tennis like you did in the days before pain slowed you down. Regenerative orthopedics is on the leading edge of medicine, and the Pain Arthritis Relief Center is home to some of the most experienced surgeons in regenerative medicine. The Pain Arthritis Relief Center uses their own proprietary treatment methods to take your healing and pain relief to another level. Get your life back. Do what I did. Call the Pain Arthritis Relief Center for a free consultation. 301-710-9777. That's 301-710-9777. Online at painarthritisrelief.com. That's painarthritisrelief.com.
So I always have big plans to start my shopping early. Then life gets in the way. But thanks to thecompanystore.com, I always get the gifts right. They make great homemade gifts that are perfect for everyone in my family. And if you know my family, that's a gift in itself.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years. From cozy pajamas and mittens to home decor and more. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter the code ELF by December 21st for guaranteed Christmas delivery plus free shipping.
Ready to make a real difference in 2018? A degree in cybersecurity, digital forensics, or networking and telecommunications could help you secure your future as you help secure the world. Stratford University is now enrolling for 2018. Classes start January 8th with career-focused IT degree programs to fit your busy schedule on campus and online. Let Stratford's experienced IT faculty share their industry knowledge and practical solutions to help you succeed in one of today's most sought after fields. With accelerated classes and year-round program starts to help you earn your degree faster. Register today at stratford.edu/2018. That's stratford.edu/2018, where you'll also find details on Stratford's limited time $15,000 IT scholarship competition to help you achieve your degree goals. Get complete information now at stratford.edu/2018. Stratford University, changing lives, one student at a time.
6:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Hi, Mary. Good morning. The Dow eked out that little gain yesterday, and futures are higher, pointing to a higher open on Wall Street this morning. Markets are higher in Europe, mixed in Asia. Crude oil is ticking lower this morning. Cyber Monday was the biggest online shopping day ever in the U.S., with $1 billion more spent than last year. Analysts say the lowest unemployment rate in 17 years and economic growth near 3% are both fueling spending. One big seller, those L.L. Bean duck boots, were selling like gangbusters. The style is more than a century old. L.L. Bean says it'll sell 750,000 pairs this year. As warnings are issued for you to be careful not to fall for online shopping and delivery scams in your email box, CyberCon is on in Arlington, Virginia, where cybersecurity experts are meeting. Today is Giving Tuesday, when you're asked to volunteer or make a charitable donation for the holidays. And the Grammy nominations for 2018 will be announced this morning. saying artists may see a little bump in music sales from that. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up. That's a dream come true.
Introducing Gig Speed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest gig speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
I love investing in American businesses.
Tonight, Marcus Lemonis spends his own money.
Unfortunately, on paper, you're out of business.
To save small businesses.
I've agreed to invest $3 million, and I will be 100% in charge.
This is going to be tough for you.
I'm up for the challenge.
New season, new possibilities.
Do you believe in your company?
Yes.
Prove it to me. Let's go to work.
Marcus Lemonis is The Profit. All new tonight, 10 Eastern and Pacific. CNBC. Get yours.
It's 6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia PU, we have a trash truck fire. Lots of billowing smoke. Looks like it's under control, but the exit ramp from 66 West to go into Nutley Street North, they have that blocked. You see a lot of fire and rescue lights. If you're in that vicinity on 66 itself, either direction, you'll see that billowing smoke as well. So that's the scoop. That's what's happening as you pass and approach the area of Nutley Street. 66 lanes are open there. Now on the Beltway, inner loop jammed out of Springfield toward Annandale. Accident moved to both shoulders as you come up toward the exit for 236, Little River Turnpike. Much improved to the Memorial Bridge. Earlier crash as you come around the circle to the bridge span itself. That's been cleared. So you're good to go there. Shouldn't cost you too much extra time. I'm looking at a nice easy pace. Now around the Beltway, topside College Park to Silver Spring, slow 270. Several cars were involved in the crash as you head south on 270 past 124, but before 370, so still a lot of activity. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Real good-looking weather forecast the next couple of days. High pressure in dominating our weather, keeping us in the low 60s today and tomorrow. And plenty of sunshine with a light breeze. Overnight lows in the upper 30s to low 40s. A little bit colder outside the Beltway. Next change comes in Thursday, slightly cooler. Mix of clouds and sunshine, 53. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it's 40 degrees at 657 on WMAL.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
The 2017 WMAL Fisher House Radio-a-thon is this Friday and Saturday, concluding with our live broadcast from the Fashion Center at Pentagon City on Saturday afternoon. But you can make your donation early right now by simply logging on to WMAL.com. Here's more about the support Fisher House provides to America's wounded warriors and their families.
My name is Will Reynolds, and I live in Bethesda, Maryland. I am a retired captain from the U.S. Army, and I lost my leg to an improvised explosive device in 2004 in Iraq. After being wounded, I had pretty extensive treatment in Baghdad, then in Germany, and ultimately I was flown to Walter Reed Army Medical Hospital at the time. My recovery was so long. I was going through tens of surgeries, almost 30, over several years. There are so many financial and emotional sacrifices that families make when their loved ones are wounded or injured. All of my family, my immediate family, was in upstate New York, Rochester, New York, so they were about a six-hour drive and a two-hour flight from Washington, D.C. Just knowing that my family was taken care of and all of their travel needs were met by the Fisher House was a huge burden lifted off of me.
I'm Dave Coker, and I have the privilege of being president of Fisher House Foundation. When you get that phone call and you learn that someone is ill, injured, or has been wounded, you want two things. First, you want the best medical care possible, and the military and VA health systems do a great job of providing world-class health care. The second thing you want is simply to be there.
It was a huge benefit knowing that my family was staying right on the military base. They didn't have to worry about traveling far. They didn't have to worry about, you know, checking in, checking out. Just everything was taken care of staying at the Fisher House. You know, you've got a communal kitchen. You have a lot of shared resources. So all of these families that are going through these very troubling times with their loved ones that are dealing with catastrophic injuries, they're all kind of able to go through that healing together back at the house. And it's a built-in support network for the families as well as it is for the service members.
And when times are tough, for somebody else to say, you know what, I'm cooking spaghetti, I'll just make a double, triple, quadruple batch and share it with the other families in the house makes it special.
You know, you're in a state where you can't really internalize everything that you're hearing from the doctors and from the other care providers. So, you know, having people that were really close to me and that I loved, you know, just there by my side during every waking moment was really helpful.
It really does improve the quality of health care.
The Fisher House is a home away from home. Discover how you can help.
Because a family's love is good medicine.
Thank you.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by LongRoofing.com. Two Republican senators now say they oppose the GOP tax bill the way it's written. That bill comes up for a key committee vote today.
Congressional leaders here on Capitol Hill desperately trying to secure the support for their Senate tax plan. That coming before a critical vote this afternoon in the Senate Budget Committee. At the same time, you have President Trump will be meeting with Senate Republicans during their weekly lunch, eager, trying to push before that vote, trying to get some sort of legislative accomplishment before the end of the year.
Correspondent Suzanne Malveaux. As work on the Purple Line continues, Montgomery and Prince George's County leaders are working to make sure there's plenty of development along the route.
At a ceremony this morning, Montgomery County Executive Ike Leggett and Prince George's County Executive Rashern Baker will be signing an agreement in the hopes of giving local businesses located along the route of the Purple Line a boost. Montgomery County Council President Roger Berliner will also be there.
We hope to have workforce development in those communities. We hope to have affordable housing in those communities.
The Purple Line is a 16-mile light rail line that's scheduled to open in 2022. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Control of the Virginia House is still far from being decided. Republicans went from a commanding majority to an apparent 51-49 lead, with GOP candidates clinging to razor-thin leads in three districts. Depending on what happens with those three seats, the House could fall into Democratic hands. One local lawmaker wants to keep taxpayer dollars from being used to pay out settlements and sexual harassment cases on Capitol Hill. Northern Virginia Congress.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.